The Business Hour with Cyril Viljoen on OFM.
Good evening and welcome. We are still busy with our breakdown of the budget speech that happened this afternoon. And tonight we have Christelle van Rensburg, Director of Tax and E&S Africa, on the line. And Christelle, hi, good evening and welcome to the show.
Good evening. Thank you for having me.
Christelle, what was your initial reaction to the budget speech this afternoon?
So, honestly, I was expecting more. Personally, I'm relieved that some of the predictions of an increased tax rate did not realize. But I think my overall comment is the budget seems to prioritize individuals over business. And my view is the minister has not gone far enough, especially with regard to businesses and attracting growth.
So also tax on fuel will be increased by 26 cents per litre, 15 cents for the fuel levy, 11 cents for the road accident fund. And this comes into effect on 7 April. How much of an impact will this have on the consumers that are already struggling financially?
Yeah, so we were expecting an increase, definitely. But I think we were hoping it won't be this high. Unfortunately, in a state of rising oil prices, this does have an inflationary effect and will have a negative impact on consumers. So it will have a major impact on consumers. But the reality is what's good about it, it's easy to collect and it has a broad base. So I think it was a natural thing that this will increase.
And then also excise duties on liquor and tobacco products have been raised by 8%. You know, as a result, alcohol is expected to contribute an extra 1.1 billion, tobacco 700 million in the 2021-22 fiscal year. Is this how government plans to make back lost taxes due to COVID-19, you think?
So I think in the past we've seen where it's almost like the balancing number is the excise taxes. So I can't say that this is the balancing number this year, but I definitely think it has an impact on, our tax budget is in deficit. And I think it was to raise necessary taxes. It is a very good revenue generator. We know that, being South Africans. It's unfortunate that it is so high given the restrictions to trade of these products during some of the levels of lockdown, which will likely again occur if there's the dreaded third wave. So I definitely think it was an effort to raise more taxes, although the minister is very direct in his in the budget speech itself. He was hoping that it would rather have an impact on people's health, that they won't use as much of these products. But I actually hope that this actually doesn't enhance illicit trade, so that at least we get the taxes that it's used for the right purpose and not and actually not enhance the illicit trade.
Yeah, because I know that was a fear that the illicit trade will actually start doing better because as a result of higher taxes for the excise duties. Higher government spending also was funded by borrowing, causing the country's debt to GDP ratio jumping from 65.6 to 80%. Is the South African economy too dependent on debt at the moment, would you say?
Yes, I think the South African economy is very much dependent on debt. And this is not a position that any country wants to be in, but it's the reality at the moment. In fact, it's noted in the budget that this is the largest tax shortfall on record. So I think we're going to have to see growth in the next few years to make a dent in that debt.
Christelle, then also lastly, in your opinion, you know, would you say that we can see the South African economy recovering slowly but surely in 2021?
Well, I definitely hope so, but the predictions is it won't grow as much as other economies like China and India, which is unfortunate. And unfortunately, I think the tax incentives introduced this year, well, not tax incentives, but all the changes being proposed I don't think it will attract necessarily growth from business because it's very much individual driven, but we can hope. I think it's hope.
Christelle van Rensburg, Director of Tax at E&S Africa, that joined us on the Business Hour this evening. Thank you so much, Christelle. You must have a great evening.
Thank you. Thank you. You too. Bye.
Bye-bye. You're listening to OFM, The Sound of Your Life. And if you would like to listen back to this interview or maybe the other interview we also had discussing the budget speech, you're more than welcome to go and listen to them on ofm.co.za and then just click on business. As easy as that.
The Business Hour with Cyril Fulyoun on OFM.